Boston guitarist Johnny A spent most of the last decade playing with Peter Wolf, the former lead singer with the Jay Giles Band. It was a successful gig, but one day a couple years ago, Wolf decided to stop touring.
I was out of work. You know, when you work with one artist for so long, your kind of phone stops ringing and you don't have a lot of outside work. So I was a lot of time on my hands.
Faced with no recording contract and no steady gig, Johnny A decided it was time to take charge of his own musical destiny. But he realized that after playing for years as just one member of a rock and roll band, he couldn't, by himself, make a song come alive.
You know, I like to go into a piano bar sometimes. You just hear the cat playing the piano. He gives you the whole sense of the song. But this guy isn't singing. He's just playing his thing, and you get the whole sense of the song. And I realized after so many years of playing guitar, I really wasn't able to convey that, the essence of a song, on my own. And I wanted to work towards that.
He wasn't a singer, so Johnny A decided to reach back to his musical influences, who range from Chet Atkins and Wes Montgomery to Jeff Beck, and develop a voice on the guitar. A sound that was his alone.
You know, when you hear someone like Wes, or you hear Jeff Beck or Jimi Hendrix, they play a note and you just know it's them. And they're basically singing. And it's just like listening to Ella Fitzgerald or listening to Frank Sinatra. It's their voice. They can be singing any type of music, but it's that voice that is the common denominator that holds all those genres together. I think it's just really discovering your inner voice and making sure you have enough strength to push it out.
By late 1999, Johnny A thought he'd found that voice, so he cut a CD and released it in the Boston area early the next year. But he had no label and no distributor, so he promoted it the old-fashioned way. He sent copies to radio stations and made the follow-up calls himself. He hustled the CD to music stores. Most would only take it on consignment. It was a one-man show. He was the artist, producer, publicity agent, packer, and shipper. He managed to get it into over 60 stores, but since he was no longer working the rock circuit, things were still tight, so he took out a second mortgage on his house to keep him going. Eventually, he got a distributor, and his songs started to get some radio play in Boston and around New England. But he says it's been tough breaking into a radio format dominated by vocalists.
I was lucky enough in the Boston area where I'm from that the radio station up there gave it a shot, and it started to respond by telephone, and people were calling in and requesting, so it was nice. And then it just spread to other areas of New England, and the same thing kind of happened on that vocal dominated format. And now it's that Steve Vai has released it on Favored Nations nationally. It seems to be doing the same thing in other parts of the country.
Favored Nations is a label run by guitarist Steve Vai. Johnny A says one of the things that attracted Vai to the CD was his version of a song not heard much as an instrumental, Jimmy Webb's Wichita Lineman. Johnny A says one reason he likes to cover another artist's big hits is to pay tribute to players and writers he admires.
The other reason was to do covers, to have familiar melodies, and in the way that I'm performing and producing this music, to get people acclimated to my sound. And using a familiar melody might draw them into more of what I'm doing. And the Jimmy Webb thing, I mean, when I heard Glenn Campbell do that in 69, it was just a song that just totally blew my mind forever. You know, it's just a great, great song.
I got to tell you, I heard that, your version, in the mall yesterday.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. Now, what
success.
Is that? Is that success if you're a performer, or is it sort of double-edged, like, you know, mall music?
You know, I think as an artist, you know, you want your music to be heard. So for me, commercialism isn't really a dirty word for me. It's like I want people to hear what I'm doing because it allows me to continue on. I mean, if it's successful and it allows me to record more and play more and just get out to people, I mean, that's what I strove my whole life to do. So if it gets played in the mall and people dig it and they go buy the record and they want to come and see the act live, then more power to it.
Johnny A with bassist Jonathan Stoyanov and drummer Ron Stewart in NPR's Studio 4A playing tunes from the CD called Sometime Tuesday Morning.